Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to go back and talk about marriage again. Reason being, I don't know about y'all, but a lot of my friends are getting married. A lot of people I know have gotten married recently. It's that season of life for me. I'm in my, early to mid-20s, and I'm seeing a lot of people get married, and the more weddings I go to, the more times I see guys get on their one knee and get engaged, the more I realize why I will never support modern marriage. And I'll tell you a couple of the reasons why. A lot of you probably already know what I'm going to say. Maybe you don't. But we're going to jump into this because I think it's extremely important. And you might say, Austin, how in the world could you, as a so-called Christian man, how could you say that marriage is no good? How could you say that you'll never be married? What are you going to do? Are you going to be a whoremonger? I never said that. I mean, hell, the idea doesn't sound bad when I'm thinking about it. But that's not what I said. But you see, that's the problem. A lot of people assume immediately that you're either the model of the best thing you could ever have, or you're a low-life degenerate scumbag. Like, people are so narrow-minded. They assume that you either got to be Mr. Holier Than Everybody or Mr. Gutter Rat. There's almost no in-between for most people. And so one of the reasons why, let's go to the number one reason. The number one reason why I will never support modern marriage is it turns men into inferior pieces of shit. It turns you into a beta, because if you don't, you give up all leverage when you get married. I know some people disagree with me. They say, no, Austin, I don't give up leverage because I have a prenup. I don't give up leverage because I hold my woman in check. Austin, I don't give up leverage because I got masculine frame. I don't give up any leverage. You know what I say to that? I say, you're stupid. You're stupid. Because legally, you give up all leverage. Look, I understand a lot of you know about this game like I do, but there are some of you who don't. And so we're going to put you up on game, both in the comment section and right here on this video. We're going to put y'all up on game. Number one, when you get into a marriage, you have to take a subservient role. Not immediately. Not immediately. Oh no, you'll think everything's good because men marry women hoping that they never change. Women marry men hoping that they will change, and inevitably, they are both disappointed. That is how marriage works, and it's so predictable how it goes. And you start to go on this ever-so-descending staircase of making compromises, doing things you don't want to do, her giving you a shit test, and you're probably going to fail because if you don't fail, she's going to withhold sex from you. I mean, the whole thing is so predictable. And it's so predictable, in fact, that there are a movement of men called the Passport Bros. Shout out to the Passport Bros. They are going to countries like the Philippines who have no divorce laws. No fault. They made it illegal to get a divorce in the Philippines. I think the only other one is Vatican City, which might have changed recently. I don't think so, but that's like a metropolitan country, and it's run by the Pope. So, you want to go there, be my guest. I don't want to do it. But it forces you to take the subservient route, because if you don't, bam, you ain't getting sex from your wife. And if you ever think about cheating to get some side pornani, whack, your head's going to get chopped off, financially speaking, by the family court system, and then you're fucked. Now, y'all want to hear something funny that I found out? I'm in Spain right now. Y'all want to found out? I found something out today that I was shocked. I was flabbergasted. Apparently, in Spain and in a lot of the European Union countries, believe it or not, they will pay you a certain amount per month to help you raise children. Oh, yes, you heard me right. Their birth rate is so bad, they are paying people to have babies. Now, I would never move here for that reason, because they don't allow for surrogacy. Surrogacy is illegal here. So I would never come here because I want to be a surrogate father who raises his kids on his own. Why? Because that's the best way to do it outside of a two-parent household. And I'm not going to go to the Philippines and do that. I mean, the Passport Bros can do it. God bless you. That's great. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to the Philippines. You know how many radical Muslims come out of the Philippines, man? Hell no, I ain't going over there. But let's get back to modern marriage for 2 seconds. We talked about how you have to basically become the most beta cuck version of yourself if you want to be married. But what they don't tell you is the other side of the coin is if you don't do that, you don't cuck out, you don't beta up and be the, oh, she's such a pistol, let me run this by the wifey, my wife holds the purse strings, as dude. If you don't become that guy, well, then we go on to the next potential phase, which is you get your pockets ran like crazy. It's basically a penis tax. Instead of it being a protective tactic to protect women, it's become a penis tax because most child support, most alimony is paid by men. So when we have this conversation about modern marriage, we look at the fact that 80% of divorces are filed by women, and then conversely, about 80% of the child support, if not more, and alimony is paid by men. Do you see how that might be a little connected? Just a little bit? Yeah? Okay, good. I'm glad you could add up 1 plus 1 and not equal 11. I'm happy. Good. But you see, gentlemen, the reason why I absolutely despise the modern Christian church is because they don't tell you this shit. Instead, they'll be like, oh, don't worry, man. Just like trust God, man. And don't worry, because God got your back. Well, God didn't have my buddy's back when he went through divorce court. I didn't see God take the stand and say, everybody, this is not okay. We need everybody to know. My guy here, he's been a good man. He's been a good Christian man at that. And I'm not going to let his pockets get ran. I'm not going to let his kids get taken from him. No, none of that. We're settling this now. No, I didn't hear God do that. Anybody else? If you've been through a divorce, and I know at least one of you has, probably more than you just haven't told me. Where was God in your divorce court? Answer, nowhere. Was he at your marriage ceremony? Probably, yes. Was he at the divorce? Nope. Who was there? Your lawyer. Who was there? This version of your real ex-wife. The one you saw in divorce court was the real her, not the one that was before. Gentlemen, I get it. It sucks. I understand that. Guess what? Life sucks. And once you accept that life sucks, it gets easier. Trust me. I've been down bad, man. I've been in a mental hospital, and I was on suicide watch. I've been in the trenches. I understand what it's like to be depressed. I understand what it's like to be anxious. I understand what it means to not have anything to live for in your own head. I understand that. But guess what? There's so much out here, man. Yeah, I want to tell you a story. I was going out earlier, and I went to this one place. I won't name them, because you probably wouldn't even know where it is anyway. It's in Spain. But there was this guy who owns, like, this miniature golf course. This dude has sort of funniest memes in his bathroom I've seen in my life. This shit was so funny. Actually, I'm thinking about at the end of this trip, I'm going to put together like a collage of pictures of the stuff that I've been going to and seeing and all that, and put it on a video while we're doing our show and we're having a conversation. I'm probably going to do that, and I'll show you some of the things that he had, because I took the pictures. This guy was basically saying, and he'd been divorced several times, the owner of the restaurant. He'd been divorced several times, and he was telling the story, and he told me, he was like, hey, Austin, you know, I kept getting married over and over again because society told me to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I wanted to fit in because he's an older guy. He wasn't born yesterday. He's not like 25. The guy's like, he looks like he's like 60, 65. This guy has been in the business for a while. He knew, back in the day, it was expected that you got married. And he would tell me, well, over dinner, he was telling me, he'd come by back and forth to talk while he was doing business. And he told me, he's like, I got married over and over again. But it's because mostly due to social pressure. And because no matter against his best judgment, he wanted to find love. He was kind of a hopeless romantic type from what I was hearing. But he knew the reality, because in the bathroom, the men's bathroom, that is, he had all these hilarious memes of, like, there was one that was, like, the prince proposed to the princess, and he said, "Will you marry me?" She said, "No." He then proceeded to go out, have nice bikes, buy nice cars, go hook up with women half his age, go to the bar, live in peace, all that kind of stuff, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this dude knows what's going on. Why? Because he's been through the bullshit. And a lot of men, we have to learn the hard way. I thank God every day that I learned by other people's mistakes what an absolute fraud the modern system is, and it makes me sick. And I said to myself, this guy knew, but he still went through it. Why? Because social pressure is just that bad. And then you add the social pressure into the fact that we naturally have a desire to procreate, to be with a woman, to live with a woman, have sex with women, all this stuff. And you combine those two and it produces a cocktail of chaos that eats away at our lives. And so we get into this, why I will never support modern marriage. That's why. Because you as a man could invest your soul, your wallet, your future, everything into this, and then it could just not pan out. You could try to pitch a shutout, but you throw one ball, bam, pokey smashing your girlfriend. Boom, she's out with Chad while you're out there at work. All this stuff happens, man. Now, will it happen to everybody? Oh, Austin, it doesn't happen to everybody. And not all police come into my damn channel. Okay. No. Will it happen to everybody? No. Will it statistically happen to you? Yes. Yes, he will. In fact, guys, in this comment section in the community here, will tell you that it's happened to them. This is not a joke. This is your life. So the question is, are you going to sit there and let people who pretend like they're holier than you steamroll you into doing something that you know is not a good deal? Or are you going to plant yourself like a tree and you're going to say, you know what? I understand the nature of wanting to be a good person who leaves the world better than how he found it. I find theology interesting, or I find all the different studying of religions interesting. I find spirituality interesting, whatever. But I will not go for the organized religion that is basically just religion incorporated. It's there to get my money. I will not sit here and have you tell me who you believe, me or your eyes. I'm not going to sit here and buy this garbage. Buy this absolute rubbish about, oh, I'm more righteous if I do X, Y, and Z. Gentlemen, let me tell you something. Okay? We look at old school marriage, but I'm not talking like the 80s. I'm talking like the 800s. The 800 BC marriages. Okay? Gentlemen, there are rules for divorce. And for number one, divorce almost didn't exist. Let's just dispel that myth. And number two, men were part of a community. Men who worked hard and built things, they got rewarded for doing those things. Today, it's expected. And if you don't do it, well, then you're just you're a dusty. You're nobody. You're garbage. You're supposed to be Mr. Chad McChannington. Back in the day, even if you were slightly above average, you got rewarded. Your hard work paid off, and you know for a fact it would pay off. And that's why people killed themselves to build their life, build their generation, and build their legacy. Today, they don't do that as much because there's no incentive. That's why socialism's on the rise. The birth rate's going down is because people want to have fun. Mostly, the women want to have all the fun, no accountability. And then even the good men who want to are penalized for it. They're left holding the bag instead of using their card bag to build even more than having to reconstruct what they had before with half the funds. That's why we're in such a hard spot. And especially in the black community, I feel bad for you black brothers out there. I feel bad for you. Your women are the most divorced, least married, and a lot of you like black women. But the black women spit on you, and they make you feel like you're nothing. Trust me. I've seen it. It makes me sick, and it's sad. But my friends, this is no time to give up. This is no time to throw in the towel and check out. No, you just need to find a better way to navigate. Operate differently. Don't just sit there and feel sorry for yourself. Your life is too valuable. You have too many things you could be out here doing than to be sitting around feeling sorry for yourself and whining about other people and how you can't control them, how you can't get what you want because they're in your way. This is why I don't like the idea of modern marriage. It limits you to one avenue that doesn't advantage you in any way. And not only does it not advantage you, it actively disadvantages you. And then guys like the Passport Bros are put down by the simps, the gumps, the know-nothings, the betas. They're put down by them and it makes me sick. Gentlemen, there are so many avenues out here, and that's why I talk about being a biblical bachelor, because that's how I get through things. Now, you can do your own thing. You can do exactly what I do. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you understand that just because you don't want to be a normie, that there's so many options out there for you. You can do so much with your life. And so to sit around and feel sorry for yourself that you can't have this fantasy that you've been fed, don't sit there and feel bad for yourself, please. Because all it's going to do is make you waste the one life you're ever going to have, as far as I know. And that's so sad to me. Because you have the penis. You have the power. But you're wasting it by trying to appeal to people who don't care about you. By trying to pander to people who actively say they're going to replace you. Why? Why? It's so dumb. My friends, arm yourself with knowledge. Encourage yourself with motivation. Have goals. Have aspirations. Don't just be there and think about what you can't have. Actively work towards what you want. Because this is the only way you're going to survive out here. The world is in a tough place, man. I don't want to get too much into politics, but the election's around the corner. You got Jack Black selling out. You got the draft being revisited by Congress. All these things signal that we're going down a dark path, man. And if you think that you're going to afford to be on this dark path while you're sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, getting horizontal, getting humiliated by chicks, getting you dumped on by your work and accepting subpar shit, you won't make it. And you can, but you just got to get past the bullshit. You got to pull yourself out of the hole that you and other people have dug for you. And then you got to build your own life from the ashes. And before you know it, you're working with ashes, but now you're working with platinum and diamonds. But it takes time. I'm still working through. I don't have the diamonds yet, but I'm working. And I'm getting towards it. Despite anything that's coming in my way, what's your excuse? I'm going to start my new job after this vacation is over. Only last time I'll see my family for a while. Guess what? Doesn't matter. Why? Because I'm pushing through it. What's your excuse? Don't give excuses to me. Because all you're doing is telling yourself why you can't do something instead of why you can do something. I didn't mean for this to be motivational inspiration. This is pouring out of my soul, man. I really wanted you to understand that you are not alone in the struggle. And this is why modern marriage is a trap, because it can set you so far back that it takes you double the time to get to where you want to go. Anyway, my friends, I'll stop right there. I'm getting too preachy out here. I'm not trying to sound like your pastor who you tune out and fall asleep on. Or play Candy Crush or Clash Royale or whatever on your phone while you're not paying attention. My friends, take care of yourselves. Let me know if any thoughts, comments, concerns, questions, whatever you have below, let me know. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.